When we got to Poston and got settled, there we found no fences, no guard towers, because it would be foolish for anyone to try to escape from camp, because we were in the middle of a desert and it was so hot that we couldn't survive more than a day out in the sun. And so other camps had fences and guard towers, but Poston did not. And we were, the Poston internment camp was located about 5 miles from the Colorado River, about just east of the Colorado River in the Arizona side. And since there were no fences or any restrictions, we were able to, the young people that had the stamina would be able to walk to the Colorado River and swim in the river or fish or whatever if they had fishing equipment. But it was a different atmosphere going. They were not in camp. They were, so to speak, out of camp when they were at the Colorado River. It was very tenuous, because when you went to the river, and it was still pretty warm, so on the way or coming back, we got bit by what they call no-see-ums, which is real small insect, black insects, that stuck onto your skin and sucked blood, and you got pretty itchy. So that's one of the bad parts of going to. But then in camp, in our camp there, in Arizona, there was a lot of scorpions. And if you left your shoes open and the scorpions would go in there, you wouldn't know it, and you'd have to shake it out before you put your shoes on. Because they weren't big, but they were had a poisonous tail. And so you had to be careful. Other than that, there was no snakes. There was no, I didn't see any horned toads, but there were lizards. But that was the extent of wildlife.